Icahn announced about a month ago that he had bought the stock options. Since then, he's called on Family Dollar's board to sell the company because it's underperforming its competitors. In response, the board enacted a poison pill to prevent any one shareholder from buying more than a 10% stake. Icahn's 9.4% share of Family Dollar is worth about $700 million. On paper, he's made more than $80 million. Bloomberg News reporter Beth Jinks says company stock prices often go up after activist investors get involved, even when they're not successful at breaking up or selling the company. Her analysis of companies targeted by activist investors between 2009 and 2013 shows the company's stocks beat the S&P 500 by about 17%. But she says Icahn is different for most activist investors.
It's his own money that he's using. He's not relying on other people's money, as many of the other funds do. So he, in theory, can sit on an investment indefinitely and continue to agitate for change until he gets what he wants.
Jinx says stocks of companies Icahn targets tend to go up immediately, perform better, and maintain those gains more than stocks that other funds get involved with. Family Dollar stock jumped from around $60 to nearly $70 a share after Icahn made his announcement in June. Icahn has demanded that Family Dollar put three of his representatives on the company's board, or he says he'll take his plan to sell the company directly to shareholders. For WFAE News, I'm Duncan McFadden.